Tiger Woods may be out of miracles. The man who redefined how we think about professional golf begins today's final round of the U.S. Open in 23rd place, 9 strokes behind the leaders. If he can't pull off a miraculous comeback, Woods' winning streak at major tournaments will end at 4. Undoubtedly, though, he'll remain the most talked about figure in golf, perhaps in all of sport, and one particularly zealous fan will make sure of that. NPR's Tom Goldman has his story.
John Ziegler calls himself a freelance radio talk show host, which basically means he's unemployed. Just as well, really, because his true passion in life takes up so much time. Ziegler is the self-ordained pastor of the First Church of Tiger Woods, and the man who runs the church's year-old website, TigerWoodsIsGod.com. Ziegler spends his time answering email, updating the website, and looking everywhere, he says, for evidence of Tiger's divinity.
Revelations 12:5. Says, and she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. Now here the scriptures obviously predict how Tiger at a young age will dominate the world with his irons.
34-year-old John Ziegler speaks quite clearly despite having his tongue wedged firmly in his cheek. He says the church and website were inspired by Earl Woods, Tiger's father, who several years ago said his son was the chosen one, destined to be bigger than Buddha and Gandhi. When he was an employed talk show host in Nashville, Tennessee, Ziegler started holding on-air prayer services on the Mondays after Tiger's tournament appearances.
Our Tiger, who fulfilled his destiny at Augusta, hallowed be thy nickname. Thy endorsements come, Nike's will be done, wherever you grace us with your presence.
Last April 1st, Ziegler launched TigerWoodsIsGod.com. Reporters asked Woods about the website, and Woods said, according to Ziegler, he'd check it out.
But most importantly of all, Tom, he made no effort whatsoever to deny his divinity. And we thought that was an excellent sign. Almost as good a sign, by the way, is the fact that he never got his lawyers to get in touch with us, which we also thought was very fortuitous.
The website and the church mainly are for laughs, but Ziegler says the reverential tone isn't that much different from the mainstream media coverage of Tiger Woods. One big difference, while sports reporters struggled to explain Woods' uncharacteristically bad play early in the U.S. Open, Ziegler says he and other true believer Tiger fans were able to wave it off as a test of faith. That faith is getting even stronger. John Ziegler is writing the First Church of Tiger Woods Bible, what he calls the official handbook of the world's next great religion. Tom Goldman, NPR News.